Brother James Shaver.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust we can be an encouragement to you, be a help to you, and trust that you'll pray for us. We're not feeling too good in body today, but the Lord knows all about it, so be much in prayer for us. Again, man, the Lord will help us. And it's just good to be in your home or your automobile, everywhere, however, when you may be in jail, a nursing home, wherever you're at today. If you're getting this broadcast, I trust it'll be a help to you, be an encouragement. We are living in the last days. I know to most everybody today is preaching about how well everything's going to fire and flourish, but according to this Bible, evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I mean, times are just going to get worse and worse until the Lord comes back. So I appreciate Him saving me, so I'll be ready when He comes back. If you got your Bible, turn with us. We want to be reading in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I have a kind of my mind to go another way, but somehow I never could just get it settled today. But since we got here at the radio station, the Lord kind of laid this on our heart. So we'll just try to be do what He would have us to do. I'd like to send a broadcast out to the people up at Mount Moriah Baptist Church at Lake Skillet. Well, we've been going to church. We weren't able to go this morning, but I've been going there and preached for them Wednesday night. And really had a wonderful service for the few people that was there. Tried to encourage their heart for these troublesome days we're living in. And I know I preach a lot against sin, and I'm going to continue to as long as God give me breath. But every once in a while, we do need some encouragement. Amen. And God's going to bring on Psalm chapter 37 and verse number 1. He said, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." We let these evildoers and things fret us and worry us, but there's coming a day of judgment when God's going to separate the sheep from the goat. God's going to separate the wheat from the tare. Best thing we can do is just make sure that our heart's right with God, so we can be on the right hand on that day. I know man's got all kinds of ideas and opinions, but I've got a Bible here I read out of, so I'm just going to stay with what this Bible said. But I'll leave this with you. We'll reading a while ago at the house in Mark about where as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And God was speaking of the condition of the world, the way people then, when He was speaking about that, and they said Noah's day, they were, hearts was on evil continually. And in Lot's day, there was sodomy and all that stuff. He was speaking of the world, the shape the world was in. And if we've got one eye and half sense, we can look out over our country today and see every sign that God put in there. We can just see them fulfilling right before our very eyes. And God, that means it ain't going to be long, because God's going to put a stop to it. You can say whatever you want to. You preach whatever you want to, teach whatever you want to, but there is coming a day, the Bible said, when there was an angel going to step out and declare that time shall be no more. And on that day, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be rough. There's going to be a day of judgment. But here in Timothy chapter number 3, 2 Timothy, Paul was writing to Timothy, and he was writing in the church age. Off of these latter days, because it says here at the end of my Bible, the second epistle unto Timotheus, ordained the first bishop of the church of the Ephesians, was written from Rome when Paul was brought before Nero in the second time. So Paul was writing about the shape the church world was going to be in. Back over there, and when it was talking about Noah and Lot, it was talking about the natural world the shape is in. But he's saying right here the kind of shape that the church world was going to be in the latter days. So, but I like to tell you, there is a remedy, amen, for every one of us that's lost, if God's a calling. There is a remedy for your soul. There is a remedy to keep you out of hell, and it is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said here now in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1. He's talking about this and talking to Timothy about the church age. He said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." And I believe with all my heart we're right here today in perilous times in the religious realm of our church age that we're in today. But I've got news for you. Ain't God? The Bible said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." But I'm glad to say the Lord knows His young ones. Thank be unto God. And God said, "For everyone that name His name to depart from iniquity." Thank God, get your eyes set on things above and not on the things of this world. Because thank God He's coming back and He's going to set things in order when He comes back again. God bless your heart. I can't straighten the church world out. You can't straighten it out. Apostle Paul couldn't straighten it out. And Jesus Christ Himself, when He is on this earth, walking around, He couldn't straighten it out. Amen. Bless your heart, because He called a bunch of generation of viper. How shall you escape the damnation of hell? God bless your heart. Jesus Christ Himself, I couldn't straighten them out. But bless your heart, there's coming a day when all things is going to be delivered up. Then He's going to straighten everything out. But He said, "No, in the latter days, peerless time shall come." Amen. He gives some of the signs here that would be in the church age. And I see it in our churches today. "For shall men shall be lovers of their own selves." If I've ever seen a time when men are lovers of their own selves. Thank God, they love to exalt themselves. They love to be praised. They love to be bowed down to. Amen. God called a man to preach. Amen. He wants people to lick his shoes and bow at his feet. But I've got news for you. A man that God's called to preach, he's to be a servant to the people. Not the people to be a servant to him. Amen. He's not to be a lord over God's heritage. Thank God, but he said, "Live to be an example to the flock." God bless your heart. But we're living in a day. God bless your heart. This Bible says here in one place, He said, "Rebuke not an elder." Amen. But we're living in a generation today when a lot of young men, thanks be unto God that God's called to preach. Or they say they've been called to preach. And God don't care one bit in the world how to stand in the face of an older man of God and just mouth off and smart off to him. And God's going to call him into judgment one day after a while. I remember years ago when God called me to preach. I was sitting talking to an elder man. He was an elder preacher. And he was telling me something. And it was right contrary to this Bible. You know what I said to him? I didn't say a word. Amen. The scripture come to my mind. I rebuke not an elder. I
let him go ahead and say whatever he had to say. But brother, we've got him today. Our little whippersnappers. Amen. Is still wet behind the ears. Amen. Never have dried. After this born. Thank God. And me has been preaching. How long and they are old. I knows more than God Almighty. I don't care one bit. How to smart off. You know what that is? A lovers of their own selves. How they want the glory. But an old man of God, he'll just stand there and take a lot of it. Judgments are coming. When these young whippersnappers is going to stand before a holy God. And if they ain't careful, how they going to face him? Amen. God's Bible teaches us. Thank God for the older to be subject unto the younger to be subject unto the olders. Bless your heart. I've never seen such a proud and haughty generation as I'm a seeing today. I talk to men that goes all over this country preaching revivals. Hey God, I'm glad we still got some good young men. Amen. That's humble before God. That'll still preach the Word of God. And do what God said do. Amen. But when I talk to men that goes all over this country, and they're seeing these young men, thank God, in their late 20s, early 30s, up to about 40. Amen. And almost you think God died. Amen. And turned it over to them. Amen. I bless your heart. How you better get off of that high horse. How you better come down humble before God and realize that God is still ruling this universe. I realize that God, one day you're going to stand before Him. How you going to give an account to a holy God? How you going to give an account for how you handle what God gave you to do? Get off of that smart ass, high horse, prideful state you in, and get your heart right with God. Amen. I'm seeing in a lot of places, amen, these prideful boasters. Amen. God bless your heart. I hear one time. Amen. Real prideful and boastful. Well, matter of fact, I hear him say it more times than one. He said, I know how to pastor a church. I know how to take care of a church. I was talking a year or so ago to a man about 75 year old, had been preaching about as long, hey man, as I am old. And I said, I want to ask you a question. Do you know how to pastor a church? He said, I sure don't. He said, I know kindly how to conduct a service. I know how to pray and seek the will of God, but I don't know how to pastor. But we've got these little snot nose that's never got dried behind the ears. I think they know more than God does. They done got lifted up in pride. And brother, God's going to break that pride for you. God's going to humble you somewhere. It may be the day of judgment. You could barely wail. Wind up under the judgment. Hand of God, you better get down humble. And remember that God is still in charge. Amen. Bless your heart. How the Bible said here, lovers of their own selves. Amen. I never seen a generation that's a day like we're having today that loves their own selves. Amen. They're never wrong. I bless your heart. Thank God that they think God's died and left them in charge. I'ma bless your heart. How they're lovers of their own selves. But you know what God said? He said he'd not share his glory with nobody. Amen. You know what I am? I'm just a little hunk of dust. Amen. That God scraped off the ground and put the breath of life in me. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Amen. Just been saved by the marvelous grace of God. I don't think myself anything. I want to esteem my brethren. Ain't God above me. I bless your heart. I don't want an ounce of pride in my heart. I want to be humble. I come way on down. And God, the Bible said, he that exalted himself, how the Lord will abase him. Amen. He that humbled himself, how will God exalt? How you don't make God humble you. Amen. You better humble yourself. How you better get your heart right and get down and realize that God is still in control. Amen. Bless your heart. Oh my, I wish we were good again one time. Would get back and realize that this world and everything there is belongs to God. Amen. You'll even find where he made the wicked for the day of evil. Proverbs 16:4, if you want to look it up. He made the wicked for the day of evil. That means God, these wicked folks, one day God's going to get glory out of them. Amen. But I would like to say, friend, humble your heart. Seek the Lord while he may be found. I call upon him while he's near. We've got thousands on top of thousands on top of millions of people in our United States dying and going to hell. Thank God we're getting exalted with pride. We need to come way on down and realize we're just saved by the grace of God. How we're to be used of him. How we're not to exalt ourselves. How not to exalt our ministry. You ever hear that? My ministry. I ain't got no ministry. God just said preach. So I'm just going to preach. It's his. It's not mine. Bless your heart. Again, I say I'm nothing. I'm but just a little lump of dust. Amen. God bless your heart. Here he said, ain't God there covetous? Amen. Covetous. Have you ever seen a more covetous generation than we are in today? It's not altogether for money. It's not altogether for things. It's not altogether for a bank account. But they're covetous of being exalted. Sitting up on a feather pillar and people bowing at their feet. Amen. Bless your heart. We've got a world full of them kind. Amen. Bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. I never want anybody to try to exalt me. I don't never want anybody to brag on me. I brag on Jesus. He's the one that called me. He's the one that redeemed me. He's the one that saved me. Amen. If you want to exalt anything, exalt the name of Jesus. If you forget my name, I forget you ever heard about me. Thank God you ain't forgot nothing. But if you forget, thank God the Lord Jesus. How you forget to repent. How you forget to get saved. By the good grace of God. How you forget to get born again. By the power of God. Friend, then, how you going to be learned on the day of judgment. I'm not covetous. Forget all about me. Just think about Jesus. Amen. Bless your heart. Next thing it says there, boasters. Boasters. You ever hear it today? Amen. Boy, did I ever go and tell them all. Did I ever go and plow their field? Did I ever do this or do that? Amen. Walk around like a little banny rooster. With that chest stuck out. I'm a boaster. Amen. You ask my wife. She's sitting right here in the radio studio with me. It's been a many a night. When I was a pastor in the church, I'd come home on Sunday night. I'd lay down in the bed. And I'd cry like a baby. Amen. And you say, preacher, what'd you do that for? Thank be unto God because I was afraid I had hurt somebody's feelings. I was afraid, amen, that I had crossed a grain and made somebody mad and leave the church. But we got these proud and boastful so-called preachers today. If somebody leave the church, thank be unto God they're gone and I'm glad of it. That's not a God. Amen. A good man of God. I don't care how wicked, how much of a troublemaker a man is in your church. If he walks out, you a man of God, he'll break your heart. He'll tear you all to pieces. As I've said, I've laid in the bed and wept and wept. I've had my wife to ask me, how did you preach what God gave you to preach? I said, I sure did. She said, shut up then. I don't want to hear no more of it. I'm praying out of my getting that. It's time we humble down. We got some care for people that's a dying and a wallowing in sin on their way to hell. And seemingly all we're wanting to do is entertain them. Amen. I might as well get with it right here. From here on out the rest of this year, I hate this time of year. Amen. I sure do. I hate it. Thanks be unto God. I wish the next two months, God would just go away. Thanks be unto God. All you can hear about now is trick or treat, Halloween. Amen. Not worried about people dying, going to hell. Them ghosts and goblins won't save nobody. It'll only doom them that water in it. Amen. Next thing coming up will be Santa Claus. Amen. They'll exalt him. I put him up on a pedestal. You show me the Word of God. Where that is. We better get some cure. For people that's dying and going to hell. Amen. I'm just glad Jesus was born. And I don't think Santa Claus was there. I bless your heart. I'm just plain. I repent. Or perish. I get off that horse of pride. And God. And get back down again. And preach Jesus and Him crucified. Amen. Oh my, Lord have mercy on us, on our nation, the shape the way she's headed. Oh my, it ain't only in the political realm, brother, it's in the spiritual realm. Our nation is in pitiful shape. God bless your heart. Bible said they'd be proud. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure. I'm more than lovers of God. It wouldn't take but about 2 days. I'd take that word by word and preach it out. And I look today and I see that all around me. Amen. Ain't very much Jesus being preached anymore. Amen. It's everything in the world. I've been preached but Jesus. I'm going to tell you. God told Solomon here. after he had prayed. And here's what our church age needs to do today. It'll help us. It'll cure our problems. It'll make us right with God. It'll make us, amen, where we can produce some fruit for the glory of God. Ain't God, the Bible said in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, and verse number 12, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer, and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. How you look now what God said. If I shut up heaven, friend, you've got to agree with me. God has shut up heaven. Thank God it is no rain. How the Holy Ghost in the day we're in as it was 35, 40 years ago. Thank God 35 or 40 years ago. I was talking to a woman day before yesterday. Thank God used to preach for her husband years ago. He stood for what was right. And she made a statement, the church you're going to. I was running over 400. I started asking they want me to come and preach one Sunday morning. Hey man, you know what they got? They got their women running around in their pantsuits and shorts and men in their short breeches with praise teams. Amen. Ain't no God in that. We better pray again. I'll get God to send the rain from heaven back in our souls again and wake us up. Amen. I've seen some things in my time. He said, if I shut up heaven, there'd be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land. If I send pestilence among my people and my people. Now listen, there's a remedy, folk. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn. Amen. That's the most important word in this scripture. Turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know what this country needs to do? Our church is the last day of this month. How we ought to come together on that night down at the house of God. Thank God we ought to come down with praying on our mind. How to come down fasting in sackcloth and ashes. I'm getting to ask God to come back and visit us one more time. My friend, if we don't wake up, we're ruined. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God this president ain't going to get us out in the nether. Like the other one, he won't get us out. All we're doing is getting deeper and deeper and deeper in our sins. No turning. I'm no repenting. I'm no cleaning. I'm no seeking God. All we're doing is adding sin to sin. Thanks be unto God. I've said that one time before, and I'll say it again. If somebody ride right down through the middle of Central Alabama on a white donkey, you know what? Some church next week will have a donkey day. Amen. I bless your heart. I don't care what we come up with. Thank God the church has got to take it up. But we need to turn and get a hold of God one more time. Well, I see our time coming on. At this time, we'll turn it back to Brother Jones.